Good morning, good morning. I want to thank you all for tuning in to J-Best For Real. Just going to go ahead and give you a brief synopsis of what we talked about last podcast. We talked about the investment. We talked about going ahead and taking that leap of faith, making sure that we're investing in the right things. And in this podcast today, we're going to talk about the parachute. We're going to talk about what it takes, what it's going to take to land, what is going to happen while we're in the air, what is going to happen when we're taking that leap, and what it's going to take for us to have a safe landing. Right, good morning to you all. Again, this is Jaden Best, and you are tuning in live to J-Best For Real. I know I've been gone lately, but I'm going to try to get this consistency thing straight. But I want to thank you all for the support. I want to thank you all for continuing to pour into me and pray for me and my podcast. Again, I am young. I'm 18, and I'm just trying to be an impactful and influential voice for the kingdom of God to the kingdom of his people. So I just want to go ahead and give us a quick prayer. Lord God, I thank you for this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, O God, that from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, that everywhere we go, those people and our surroundings will be blessed. We will be blessed, and that you will continue to pour out your spirit among us so that we can proclaim your word to your people. I thank you for the protection in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we're talking about the parachute. We're talking about the landing. Last broadcast, we talked about investing. We talked about making sure that whatever it is you're investing in, it is what you're supposed to be investing in. We talked about how that we got to ensure that we invest in ourselves before we can invest in anybody else, because it's important that we have as well a good foundation before we help others build their foundation. So now we're going to talk about the parachute. We're going to talk about the landing. So whenever we take our leap of faith, whenever we invest, we got to understand that we got to have something that we believe and we have faith that's going to keep us protected. We got to make sure that we have something that we can fall back on if whatever it is we invest in does not work. Even when whatever our investment is in, it is the right thing. But we got to understand that when we're investing, sometimes we're going to face a little bit of failure. Yeah, we're going to face a little bit of failure. And when we face that failure, because when we face that failure, we got to understand that now we're back at square one. We got to understand that being at square one, that means the only reason why I say we're back at square one is because now the mistakes you made and the mistakes you had noticed in your failure, now you're able to wiggle your way around them. You're able to avoid them. You're able to allocate and omit those things that happened in the first trial from the second trial, so that your second trial can come out even better. And so whenever we're back to square one, it's really trial two, my God. And so now we got to understand, okay, what happened the first time, I can't do it again. So now you're going to take this leap again because you know that it's the right thing to be leaping for. You know it's the right thing to be investing in. So now you're investing. You're investing in what you're supposed to. And now everything's going good. It's going good. And you start to allow some people to come on board. You start allowing some people to know your plans. You're starting to allow some people to have your ideas and to hold your ideas because you trust them. So now you have this group of people that you can trust, that you can depend on, and that you can know, you know, that you know will hold true to your investment. And they'll even invest from time to time as well. And so now, you know, everything's going good, but now you're about to hit a roadblock. Or maybe since we're in the air, since we're taking our leaps, now we've hit some turbulence. We have a little bit of turbulence. And so now it's getting a little rough. And those people that we thought we could trust, those people that we thought we could depend on, now they're starting to leave. They're starting to go away. They're starting to dive in a different direction. They're starting to take their leaps off of the leap that they took with us. My God. And so now we're back to square two. Because now it's like, darn, where are the people that I could trust? Where are the people that I can depend on? Because see, we got to understand, you know, I haven't gotten too deep into the parachute yet. This is just the leap. This is just talking about, again, reiterating on the investment. Now we're having to start back over because, see, we put so much trust in those people that was, wow, my God, we were tandem jumping. We had everything that we needed attached to the people that we trusted and depended on, when really everything should have been trusted into the parachute. Now, I keep on emphasizing the parachute because the parachute is a crucial tool, is a crucial tool that we're going to need in this drop, in this flight, in this airtime that we have. And we got to understand what the parachute and who the parachute is. I'm sure by now you understand what the parachute is in this scenario here. But now we're back. We have to start back over, square two. All right. Now we got to go back and we got to analyze the mistakes we made the first time. And now we got to analyze the mistakes we made the second time. And so now that we're at square two, we're still back at trial three. Now, everybody always uses the phrase three times the charm. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you however many times the charm is needed. That's how many times God is going to allow it. So now we're back at trial three, square two. Man, we've lost hope. We don't want to invest anymore. We've lost trust. We have trust issues now. Now we're having to rebuild ourselves. So now we put off investing in what it is we were supposed to invest in. And so now we take time for ourselves. And, you know, I could go into, you know, because we don't trust, we make bad investments. But that's another topic. But we won't make any bad investments this time. I'm just going to go into about us building ourselves, us creating, and us being able to analyze us from within. And so, with us analyzing ourselves, now we're back in the game. Now we're like, okay, I trust it. Okay, I believe in it now. And so, we invest again. We go back to the drawing board. We go back to our vision board. And we're like, okay, this is what I need. This is what I want. And this is what I gotta have. But now, this time, we're gonna trust in our parachute. And wow, I just got this revelation. Whenever you invest in something, only allow people to come into your life after you've landed. Don't allow people to interrupt your flight path. Wow. Because see, when somebody can interrupt your flight path, now they're changing the place that you're going to land. They're changing the time that you're going to land. They're changing how you're going to land. Because see, you can put so much trust in those people that you're about to land with, that you lose your footing on landing and you fall and you have to start all the way back over. Or whenever you're landing and those people, I talked about tandem flight, tandem diving. Whenever you've attached so much stuff to those people and you're about to land, they'll let you go and they'll let you fall and they'll let everything that you built, everything that you even took your leap of faith for, they'll let it completely die. And they'll let you be the one stuck at rock bottom, having to climb your way back up. And they're landing off of what it was you built. They're building off of your idea. They're building off of your inspirations. They're building off of your insight and your wisdom. But don't allow that in this season. Everything it is that you're wanting to build, ensure that it's built before you allow those to come in to help innovate and help create new ideas. Make sure that it's already strong and has a strong foundation before you allow and before you add other things onto that foundation. But the parachute, the landing, we just iterated a little bit on that landing. But the parachute is God. If for those of you who did not know, the parachute is God. And we got to understand that everything we do, everything we say, everything we think, everything we allow ourselves to believe, it has to be centered on Jesus Christ. It has to be centered onto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Because we got to understand, without God, it is impossible to do anything. The Bible declares in Philippians 4:13, is a common verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So we got to understand that with his strength, with everything in us, we are able to do it, according to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. The power is in us, but we have to activate it with our mouth. The Bible declares that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So we got to understand that if we want life, we have to speak life. If we want success, we have to speak success. If we want a safe landing, we have to trust and believe that we're going to have a safe landing. But see, we have to make sure that our trust is in the Lord. We got to make sure that we're trusting and depending on the right person, the right thing, the right spirit. The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. So we got to understand that we got to put our trust in him. The Bible declares that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Be true to yourself. Be true to what it is you believe in. Be true to what it is you want in your life. Don't second guess who you are. Don't second guess the things that you want. Don't second guess the things you know you need. And don't second guess the things that you're wanting to become, that you need to become. Because in this life, we have people who will discourage us. We have people who will let us down. We have people who will doubt us. And we got to understand that in this life, it's not about the people that's second guessing. It's not about the people that's doubting. It's about those who are choosing to believe, choosing to trust even in the downfall, choosing to trust even in the come up, choosing to trust even when it doesn't look good, in the bad, the ugly, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as they say. So we got to understand that we got to keep pushing because we are children of God. We got to keep pushing because we are the righteousness of God. We got to keep pushing because we are royalty. We got to keep pushing because the Bible declares, did I not also make ye gods? With a little g now. We are little gods with a little g, because God is God with the big G. But because he is in us, we are now a part of his DNA. See, we were adopted into his family in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we were not a part because, see, we were not a part of his family. Why? Because we were just his creations. Wow. In the Old Testament, we were only God's creations. But when Jesus came and he died for us, we became his children. So we got to understand the difference. Are you just going to be his creation, or are you going to be his child? See, his child entrusts in him. His child believes in him. His child wants to be like him. Think about it. Think about it like a son and a father. Every son dreams to be like his father when his father is a good and strong influence in his life, is a good role model, is a good father figure. God is nothing the less. He is a great father figure. He is a great influence. He is a positive person. So we got to understand that in him, we have to put our trust if we want to have a safe landing. So we got to understand that when we're about to go ahead and pull the cord for our parachute, that we first of all pull that cord at the right time. We don't want to pull it too early, because then what it is we're building, it could be premature, and the foundation won't be set like it's supposed to. And when we land on a premature foundation, we begin to sink. It begins to fall. Now there's impurities. Now there's dents. Now there's cracks. Now there's openings to where somebody can pour in negativity and can make the cracks bigger. So we got to understand that when we're about to land, we pull our cord at the right time. That so that whenever the parachute comes, we're not in the air too long. Oh, because see, when we're in the air too long, we may miss what it is we're supposed to be landing on. Wow, we may miss that timing because we chose to pull it too fast, because we're scared that our landing might not be perfect. Don't worry about perfection. God says that he'll perfect those things that concern us. We just have to live our life wanting to be perfected. We have to live our life wanting to be perfected, not wanting to be the perfecter. God is the perfecter just as well as he is the creator. But see, just as well as he's the creator, he's wanting to perfect us. So we got to live our life understanding that as long as we're landing at the right time, as long as we're landing at the right place, as long as we're landing doing the right thing, everything is going to fall in place. The Bible declares all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called to his purpose. So we got to understand that everything is going to work good as long as we understand who we are. And we understand whose we are. But I just want to thank you all for tuning in. I bless you. And I just pray that the glory and the favor of God shines upon your life. And remember, do not worry about the landing as long as you trust in your parachute. God bless you.